Hello, hello, everybody on Anchor. Glad to have you wonderful people here, and I am so happy. I hope you all have been having a very good weekend. Actually, I'm enjoying my weekend. I am sitting in my beautiful bedroom, enjoying some wonderful me time. So what more is there to not be happy about? Of course. So glad to have you along, Anchor. I know a few things were wrong with my last episode. First, I should have probably put some background music, but I was really tired. So that's definitely one thing I could improve on. And second of all, I should probably consider like turning up the volume. Yeah, I know. This is really crazy because I'm still kind of getting used to it. So I'm not sure what's a good volume and what isn't. And so I'm still kind of working on how to improve my sound. So yeah, if you'll just bear with me, that would be great. So I have been thinking about a few things to talk about in my next episode. So yeah, I've been really enthusiastic about doing Anchor episodes, especially now with my new toy. This is really cool. So what should I do? What should I talk about? What, you know? So that's kind of been the question that's been on my mind. And what might that be? Well, who knows? I read this morning, I don't know if anybody has, but I read this morning that a Japanese man of about 52 years of age, and don't ask me to pronounce his name, I don't want to do it any misjustice, but he was the first blind person to sail across the Pacific. He completed his trek, and this was basically his second attempt, because the first one, apparently, he tried to accomplish this trip going from Japan to San Diego, I believe, and his boat accidentally hit a blue whale, and he had to be rescued. And he was pretty close to giving up, but he decided to, go on to his dream, and, he wanted to make his dream come true. So apparently, a few things I really learned from the article. First of all, he didn't sail completely alone. He had a sighted navigator with him, but he relied mostly on GPS and talking compasses, or audio compasses, as the article described. So it could have been a talking one. It could have been one that, I made some sort of audio cue. I don't know. The only one I know about were talking compasses. And so his second attempt, of course, was the success, and he just made it across. He left San Diego and ended up in Japan, so he made a complete trip across the Pacific with a navigator, Doug Smith. And Doug was basically there just to guide him around obstacles that he couldn't see. So he was definitely fitted for quite the journey. I was really impressed when I read about it. First of all, I did not know there was a Blind Sailors Association in Japan. I did not know that until I read this article. And I was actually quite impressed because honestly, I had always, I've always dreamt of sailing. I always have. And so it has been always a huge, huge thing for me to experience. I have always wanted to go sailing, and I thought, wow, this is kind of impressive, reading this article and getting to know about this gentleman who, has made such an advance and has done so well. I could never have done as good as he did, but then again, it's like he makes the impossible seem possible. So it was a great inspirational story. For one, and for two, sailing has always been kind of, I'm a maritime, I wouldn't say that I'm a sailing enthusiast. I wouldn't say that I'm one of those people that's like, okay, a ship expert, nowhere am I a ship expert, and I don't claim to be, but ships have often very much fascinated me. They've often perplexed me, because I've always wondered about ships and about, you know, different ships in history, famous ships in history. I think the most, the one that fascinates me most is, of course, the one about the Mary Celeste. That one is still a puzzling mystery. I've always wanted to know what happened to the crew of the Mary Celeste, always. And there's a lot, there's been a lot of, you know, theories, and honestly, I don't want to think about theories and stuff like that. It just fascinated me that, even somebody as interesting and compelling as, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle would publish an article about it under a fictitious name. So it's a fascinating mystery. So, you know, sailing has always been one of my things that I've really enjoyed. And so when I read this article, I was just impressed. I was like, you know, this is some story. This is amazing. So when I heard what had happened, and when I heard about the story and the impressive, you know, the fact that he nearly gave up on his dream because he, you know, he almost basically lost his life, and his boat, of course, hit a whale. And I'm sure that's got to be a very traumatic experience, to be in the middle of the Pacific and not sure what to do. And, you know, so he had basically wanted to do this. It was his dream. And so I thought, you know, wow, more power to him. That's impressive. I've always wanted to sail around the world, anywhere. But the fact is that he made it across the Pacific with only just a navigator there, just to give him guidance around obstacles that couldn't be detected by a GPS and a compass. I'm sure regular ship charts, you know, and you could probably plot the course and stuff and detect certain objects on radar, but they don't have that for blind people yet. I wish they did. You know, you've got beeping alarms on cars now that will beep if you're too close to an item, if you're too close to, you know, either an object or a pedestrian, and you have options where people can stop the car, get out, and or not stop the car, but stop the car and either turn around or put it back in, you know, in regular drive, and, you know, just move out of the way, you know, if they're going to crash into something. But I thought, you know, they should have something like that on a ship, and they probably do, but it's probably still more visual than it is audible, even though there's audible alarms that beep and, you know, give somebody the hint that, well, there is, you know, something there. They're obviously not going to see what it is. They're not going to get an idea of the largeness of the object unless they kind of look out and see what's going on. So I really thought that was quite impressive. And so that was a pretty inspiring story, to say the least. It was very, very inspiring for me. It was more than inspiring. It was quite the story. I really want to meet this individual when he comes back to the U.S. And I, you know, because he was living in the U.S. I can't remember which year he moved to the U.S. from Japan, and he really impressed me. I was amazed. I was amazed that such a beautiful story, and such a beautiful inspirational event, could take place. And it's all because he chose not to give up on his dream. He chose to take his challenges and all the things that he was struggling with, and he chose to move on, move beyond, you know, all of the stuff that was, you know, seemed to hinder him. He didn't let those obstacles stand in the way. He became a sailor, and it didn't stop him. So I thought that was really amazing. So I just want to say that I'm extremely, extremely happy. I'm so happy for this guy. You know, what an accomplishment. What an accomplishment. People in Japan and San Diego are both talking about it. They're tweeting about it. I was really just flabbergasted. I was really flabbergasted about this and just amazed, so amazed that this guy could, you know, complete such a trek. It wasn't the fact that I didn't think anybody could complete the trek. It was just how, you know, how he had nearly probably lost his life. I don't know the whole story about his first attempt. All I know is it wasn't successful, and if he hadn't been rescued, if he had decided to just give up after that first attempt, because, I mean, I wouldn't have blamed him because it was a pretty scary situation. But had he decided to give up, that would have been the end. And he wanted to make this a reality for himself. And that's what really pushed me to be so, so happy for him, because he is a prime example of what can happen when you don't give up on your dreams. So I'm really, really happy for this man. I'm really happy that he took the step, took the initiative. So that was kind of the highlight of my day. And other than that, it's been a typical Saturday. It's been a beautiful Saturday. How about yours, Anchor? Yeah, I know. I'm still doing all this crazy stuff. So anyway, I apologize for my last episode being incredibly low volume and probably being very boring, in case you're into the sort of stuff I was talking about. So I apologize for that. And for you wonderful people who listen, I really, really appreciate those who take the time to listen. And I really think that any comments and suggestions, if you want to comment, the best place I'll find my comments is on Twitter. I don't check Twitter every single day, but I have been on Twitter a lot lately. So send me your comments and suggestions there. Send me a message. My Twitter name is morning_song, and I'd love to hear from you. I really would. So it's been great today. It's been one of those kick back and enjoy your day kind of days. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, because I thought that was a pretty impressive story. So definitely it's something that is very powerful, and that should remind us to keep pushing for our dreams. It seems like there are days in my own life that I am, you know, in a matter of speaking, in my own way, drowning in my own ocean of confusion and stress and just swamped with so much. But yet I have the ability to keep going. I can either swim or keep sailing, or I could give up and never make my dreams, you know, a real thing. And I want to make my dreams real. I want to make the dreams that I have the reality that I will get to soon experience. So therefore, it's best that we push on and we keep going and we don't give up. Because if we do, it's going to be game over. It really will be. I think that's the worst part about it. You know, for those who lived for their dream and died trying, even if their attempt wasn't successful, that is not so much of an issue. What's worse is that when you give up on something and your attempt isn't successful, but you don't die trying, you just walk away defeated, and you choose not to continue on the journey. You choose to play it safe and figure it's not worth all the sadness. It's not worth all the setbacks. It's not worth all of that. And for some people, it seems that way. Sometimes, maybe temporarily, I wouldn't say throwing in the towel, but temporarily walking away from an idea and returning to it with fresh perspective is probably the best thing we can do. You know, so it's best for us to just be true to ourselves. If we want something, we have to know what it's really going to take to get it. It's a pretty powerful sentiment, and I really hope that people learn from this story. So, I really appreciate that the story was told, and it was quite the beautiful story. So if you want to read more about it, I'm sure you can Google, blind sailor completes trip across the Pacific. And he's the first one to do it on his own. I mean, Amelia Earhart had a navigator with her, and she still is credited, for being a hero, even though she didn't quite make her trip around the world, or across the Atlantic. I think she was supposed to fly across the Atlantic, I believe. Let me know if you guys find it. Let me know what you think. If you read the whole story in its entirety, quite the story. I don't want to give it away. I want you guys to read it for yourselves, and I want you to be inspired and awed like I was. He was quite the guy. So enjoy your beautiful day, America. Anchor, enjoy the blessings that you've been given. Tomorrow is Easter. So this Easter weekend, it's going to be wonderful. I look forward to a brand new week, a new week of discovery, a new week of change and intrigue. And even though it's university, and it's hard and it's a struggle. one of my big problems right now is a technology issue with the latest update of Mac OS. VoiceOver dies when I turn on my AirPods. And I love using AirPods at school because it's so much easier than to deal with the wired earbuds. And I don't have to use both AirPods at the same time. I could just plug in an AirPod, put an AirPod in, leave my other ear completely open to the professor's lectures. Most of the classes that I'm taking are discussion based. And so there's, you still have to listen to a whole class of people discussing literature and stuff like that. But that's one of my big problems. So the latest Mac update isn't really helping me. But there's room for improvement, and I believe we're going to find that improvement soon. So, wonderful people, Anchor. I love you all. Okay, so that's it for me. I love you all. Don't forget to send me comments at morning_song on Twitter. And of course, you can send me call-ins here on Anchor. If you're listening elsewhere, definitely send me stuff on Twitter. I'm on Facebook too. And I'm also, a lot of you that are my friends on Facebook sometimes listen to this on Anchor. I'm surprised that Anchor doesn't have a share to Facebook option, but oh well. All right, people, I love you. It's been great. And I will post another episode tomorrow, and take care and enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.